There's a red light on here now. Oh, I said, me and technology just don't get on. Hello and welcome. My name is Wayne. I won't start again. In April, I was in Romania, and it was absolutely beautiful there. There was still some snow on the mountains. Again, quite cold until I arrived into a really big city. And you got a question? Or are you scratching your head? Scratch your head. That's fine. Don't scratch it too much, or you'll get what I've got. And again, absolutely marvellous. Then in September of this year, I was in Hungary and Slovakia. Now, I'd not been in Hungary to stay before. I just kind of driven through it or passed through it. And if anybody is hopeless at geography like me, that's why I put that map on there, because I always have to get a map. In fact, I've bought nearly all the maps out of Alison's bookshop now for Eastern Europe to try and find out where I'm going. And Hungary is absolutely fantastic. Here's some of the students as they're just beginning to arrive. Again, some of them are in full-time ministries, evangelists, youth workers. Some of them are teachers. Some of them are pastors. Some of them have never had the opportunity to sit down and actually study the Bible correctly. If you can imagine, since the fall of communism, there's all sorts of problems that have come into Eastern Europe, not just consumerism, but there's a whole wave of cults like the Mormons, I was going to call them the Morons, that's not right, is it? Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses. And if you've never met a Jehovah's Witness before and they come knocking on your door, they would sound really, really close, wouldn't they? So we have to teach a wide range of things. Then we have lots of food together at the end of the day, which is always great. In fact, I put on 1/4 of a stone in 2 weeks. That's pretty naughty, really, isn't it? There we go. And then on the Sunday, I was asked to preach at a really special church. And this church actually meets in a university. It's been planted inside a university. And can you imagine trying to do that in this country? I think it would be almost impossible nowadays, wouldn't it? But turn the clock back 20 or 30 years ago when communism was in Hungary. Who could have believed that you would have senior academics who would be leading this church? Most of the people who are leading this church are people like cancer consultants. This guy here is the pastor. He's a top microbiologist. There's PhD students, and they're all involved with this big church plant that's going. Here's the pastor and his wife. She's a cancer consultant, and he's a top microbiologist. And their heart is to reap the hearts and minds of the academics, which is absolutely brilliant, because we need people who are like that as well. I then took a long train, not long in its length, but a long train ride from Hungary to Slovakia. And for those who were praying for me, your prayers were answered. I managed to get on the right train at the right place at the right time and make all the connections and get off at the right place, because I speak none of these languages. I mean, I struggle with English, let alone Slovakia. And again, if you didn't know where Slovakia is, it's just there. So I had to travel from down here near Croatia right up to there by train. It took about 11 hours. And till I got to this place, well, I'll show you his church in a minute. This is the pastor, and this is his youth pastor. Anybody know Bear Grylls? Yes, heard of Bear Grylls. Well, this guy who's the youth pastor is like Bear Grylls, and I'll show you where he works, because he took me up into the forest and ripped off a bit of bark and said, "You must eat this, it is very good." And I said, "Well, actually, I've had breakfast, and it doesn't look too good to me." Then I met this guy in Slovakia. He's 86 years old. He was a pastor in the village where I went to many years ago, and he and his son walked from Slovakia to the Ukraine. That's right across Poland. About 40 years ago, to smuggle Bibles into the Ukraine. He got caught and ended up in prison for 6 years. His son got 6 months and was told to go back to the church and stop praying because Christianity was a waste of time. But he went back and told them, "Don't worry about Dad, he'll be fine." And this is the church today. It's growing, it's huge, it's doing some amazing things. And it's not just a church, it is also an outdoor activity centre, because when the fall of communism came, there was some land that was going cheap, like half a mountain. So the church thought, well, maybe we can buy this half a mountain and turn it into an activity centre. So that's exactly what they did. This church is being built 10 years ago, and it's nearly finished. It's taken them that long, but it's absolutely extraordinary. It was just like being in Snowdonia National Park. In fact, I was thinking of you, Keith, and Cadair Idris, and I think Iris and the kids think I'll be on holiday for a couple of weeks, which I have or not. And the weather was even like Welsh weather as well. Absolutely beautiful. Slovakia is one of the most amazing countries I've been in. It's just so well looked after and beautiful. You can just see two cows there. You can't see the man, but every day a man would take his cows for a walk. Part of this church, they've got lots of dormitories, so during the winter time they can have teenagers come along and learn mountain survival skills in the winter. And then during the summer, up the mountain, the church has built all these cabins and this outdoor facility. They're just building a new road. Here's this guy who was looking after me for the week. And as you can see, I mean, turn the clock back 20 or 30 years ago. Who could have imagined this was possible in Eastern Europe? And so some of the big cities surrounding this area send teenagers every year to these camps for 2 weeks. Because they know they're going to get sorted out. And many of them respond to the gospel, and then the following year, they're then the leaders of the different groups. One evening, I took a long car ride in the dark, and I'm glad it was in the dark, because I saw the road the next day, to visit a gypsy church. And none of these people in this gypsy church could read or write. So there were no worship songs up on the screen. They got no Bibles. Now, fortunately, I got my computer and a little projector. So when I preached there, I just put some pictures up and was able to teach them that way. Even the little girl was joining in, and she was absolutely brilliant. This church was only planted about 2 or 3 years ago. And here they are. Very often when we come to church, what's the first thing we do? We kind of sit and have a chat, don't we, or whatever. And that's fine, but these gypsies were so keen to meet with God. As soon as they came in the door, they just started worshipping God. Nobody told them to. Nobody's taught them how to worship. And it was just absolutely incredible to meet a group of Christians who have not been influenced by anybody else. Absolutely wonderful. And then the next evening, because in the evenings they have church meetings, I went to another town about the same size as Tewkesbury. This was about an hour and a half's drive away. Now, our next closest evangelical church would be probably Church Handle Tewkesbury, wouldn't it? Well, the nearest evangelical believers for this group of people would be nearly 2 hours away. And so here's some believers, just turning up for church, and they meet in the top of a shopping centre. They haven't got a building for their own, so every Wednesday night this is where they meet. And this is their worship group. They're all under the age of 25, and several of them are married, which is interesting. But again, turn the clock back 20 or 30 years ago, and who would have guessed that this could be happening in Eastern Europe? Because what's happening in Eastern Europe now is the churches aren't just growing, but they're beginning to reach out and develop their own ministries, whether it's an activity centre up a mountain or planting churches and things like that, and seeing the next generation of believers take their position in the church. I then took another long train ride from one end of Slovakia to the other, and just wanted to see some of the countryside. I have a terrible job, don't I? Imagine sat in a train for hours on end with all this beautiful scenery going past. And so I got to this. Actually, I'll tell you a little story. Let's go back to this picture. The lady next to me, because you're in your own little carriage, she talked to me non-stop for more than 8 hours, and I had not got a clue what she was saying. And I just nodded my head like this. And when we came to the station, I showed her my ticket. She said, as if to say, this is where you do get off, because I'd made several attempts of getting off, and she would go, well, as you see. So I helped her off with her baggage, thinking, I've got to make another connection now, and I've got no idea. And it just happened that her son came along, said, you Englishman, I take you, where you go? So he plonked me onto the next train, and then I arrived at this beautiful city. It's about 2 hours away from Bratislava. And while I was there, I visited this place. It's called the Contact Cafe. A local church has just finished refurbishing it. And it's a Christian cafe for young people. And again, the churches aren't just growing, but they're beginning to mature and develop their own ministries and reach out. And lots of kids are getting saved here. This was the Bible school that I was teaching in the west of Slovakia. I have to try and figure out where I was and where I was and what I was doing then. I mean, for example, this guy's a geography teacher. And when I asked him, well, why have you come to the Bible school? And he says, well, I need to know how to be a better witness. I know how to behave. And I need to know how to sort of influence from a Christian point of view in my school. And of course, there's judging by all the cutlery in the bowls, you get exceptionally well fed. I remember one word in Slovakian, and it's starchy, which means I've had more than enough. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, I've said that word an awful lot. This was one of the churches that I preached in Slovakia. This church gets absolutely packed on a Sunday. Here's their worship group. I don't like taking photographs of a church on a Sunday. I don't like to distract, but I got permission, and all I did was stand up quick and take a few pictures and then sit down. So I can't get the whole picture in, but there are loads of people under the age of 40 there, like the next generation. And as the church was filling up, obviously they've got a good age range as well. What you can't see there is two other balconies going up, full of people as well. And then Sunday dinner time, this lady was my translator, and she took me to meet her family and gave me brilliant Slovakian hospitality. I took this picture because anybody who's got a Skoda, this man is quite senior within the Skoda factory. He looks after all the paint for Skoda cars. So there we go. If you've got any problems, have a word with me, and I'll have a word with him next time I'm out there. The brilliant thing was he never knew any of the Skoda jokes. So he's through his daughter, who's the translator, writing them down. He goes, "Oh yes, I tell my friends at work." I said, "Don't you think this is a bit cruel?" And he goes, no, this is really funny. It was true." So there we go. Do pray for us as a mission. We've got a huge amount of work. We've got 19 colleges spread right across Eastern Europe and Central Asia. There's only 7 of us on the teaching team, so we've got a huge amount of work. There's over 400 students that we look after. I'm off to Poland in November. And then after Christmas, I'm in Kazakhstan for a couple of weeks. And then in April, I'm in Romania and the Ukraine. And then later on, I'm in Moldova. And then later on again, I'm in Romania and Ukraine again. So do pray, especially for Iris and the children when they're left at home, that God will protect them and keep them safe. And keep praying for me, because I'm having the time of my life. It is just so exciting to see what God's doing out there. And honestly, I wish I could grab you all up with me sometimes and take you to go and see what God is doing, because many of you have been praying for Eastern Europe for many, many years. And I'll tell you what, when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail, Jesus didn't tell lies. The church is a lot bigger than you think, a lot bigger. Okay, thanks, Tim.